Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of a player that'll be remembered forever, Nick Foles. Obviously, now this is a day where the franchise tag tender stuff starts opening up here in pro football. So let's just dive into this for a sec. Because something that we have not really previously talked about, John, is the possibility, and you're now starting to hear this as a possibility for the Eagles. And by the way, they haven't, just to be clear, they haven't franchised them yet. Any of these things yet. They have a couple weeks still to do so. And, you know, word is that sometimes these things take a couple of weeks for a team to even put down the franchise tag. So they can choose not to do it for a week or 2 weeks and eventually get there, and that may be the way they go. But one thing that, John, we had not previously considered is the possibility of the Eagles using what they call the non-exclusive franchise player designation, which is different than the what we typically refer to as the franchise tag, which is the exclusive franchise player. So just to walk through it here for a sec so we can just understand it as a show, all of us individually and hopefully collectively. So let's just address this quickly here. The exclusive franchise player tag, that which we commonly refer to as the franchise tag, is when a player must be offered a one-year contract for an amount no less than the average of the top five salaries at the player's position as of a date in April of the current year in which the tag will apply, or 120% of the player's previous year's salary, whichever is greater. Now, clearly, which it would be greater for Nick Foles would be for him to get the average of the top five players at the quarterback position. It's the highest paid spot in football, and it's a top five average of players this year. Okay. That, by the way, exclusive franchise players cannot negotiate with other teams. So Foles, if he's franchised, does not have the capability to negotiate with other teams. The player's team, in this case the Eagles, has all the negotiating rights to the exclusive player. Okay, makes sense so far, right? But then, John, there's this non-exclusive franchise player thing, which, again, previously we really hadn't talked about, and people are now saying it's a possibility for the Eagles. The non-exclusive franchise player must be offered a one-year contract for an amount no less than the average of the top five cap hits at the player's position for the previous 5 years applied to the current salary cap, or 120% of the player's previous year's salary, whichever is greater. Again, like the last scenario, obviously the average of the top five players over 5 years would be a greater salary for Foles than 120% of his salary from last year. But what's different here is you got a five-year window in this thing. And reading the rules on here more, that just an explanation. A non-exclusive franchise player may negotiate with other NFL teams, but if the player signs an offer sheet from another team, which he's allowed to do, if a player signs an offer sheet from the other team, the original team has a right to match the terms of that offer, or if it does not match the offer and loses the player, the team is entitled to receive 2 first-round draft picks as compensation. We hadn't previously considered this. You know, yeah. The hole in the argument, so to speak, if you will, is that I don't think there's any team in pro football, if the Eagles do this non-exclusive franchise tag thing, where a team would give up 2 first-round picks to get Nick Foles. That's not right. That's not going to happen.
It really, like, my eyes, like, turned into dollar signs when I saw that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Like a cartoon.
Right.
And, right, the non-franchise thing is basically a convoluted way to say you're looking to trade.
Yes.
And that is likely what the Eagles will end up doing if they do the franchise. We had not differentiated between exclusive and non-exclusive in the past.
But gives Foles as agent a right to negotiate with other teams, which could open up dialogue to lead to a trade.
Yes. And if those dialogues, like if Howie chooses to do this non-exclusive franchise tag thing, it's because they've already talked with teams and they know that there's interest. and it's likely that something will get done, meaning a team will say, all right, we're interested. We're not going to give him that offer sheet to sign, because if he signs it, you can say, well, we're not going to match, and then you get two first-round picks. We want to negotiate a deal out here where we'll give you a third-round pick, because supposedly that's their asking price now. That's what we've gathered. That's what we hear. That's what's being reported. We'll give you a third-round pick, and we can make something happen. So that is probably what will take place.
Yeah,
now, the problem,
yeah, go ahead,
my problem, is that I think you still feel like we can franchise him and pay up if there's no trade that takes place,
mm-hmm.
which is it flies in the face of everything we've been talking about with letting other guys go and,
sure.
and being parsimonious with our pennies here this season. I think the major difference between the way you view this and the way I view this is you're all right with franchising
yeah.
him and keeping him.
Yep, that's exactly correct. And I've said that many times.
I think you need to to back down off of that because it's crazy.
But here's the thing. I feel my position in that regard is further strengthened. I at least feel better about it after learning about this non-exclusive franchise tag option. Because, you know, the way I read this, that would be a cheaper version of the franchise tag. I mean,
not that much cheaper.
Well, I don't know. Not that much, but somewhat cheaper. I mean, this, again, is, just to read it, is you would be giving the player a one-year contract for an amount no less than the average of the top five cap hits at the player's position for the previous 5 years. So, you know, we'd have to figure out what are the average of the top five cap hits of the player's position in the previous 5 years? Presumably, that's lower than top five salaries just this year. So, you know, you might save a couple of million dollars.
Not that much lower.
Not that much.
We're still talking 20-plus million dollars for a guy that you're going to hopefully sit the whole season.
I tend to agree, but it's just it's something that I had heard of before, but quite candidly, I had not on the show. We hadn't dived into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, let's relay this information so everyone understands. You know, this is another option for Howie Roseman to consider on this and all these days moving forward during this franchise tag window period of time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.